Chavor, with your permission.
As the Zohar says, Torah is not a history book, not stories. Everything is a message or prediction. This is parashah, Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu came back from Egypt very rich. Along with him came Lot. Torah says, start the quarrel between Lot's shepherds and Avram's shepherds. Imagine, the shepherds already, very big tzaddikim. Avram's shepherds told the Lot's shepherds, you cannot take the sheep and pasteurize it on people's private lawn. You can't do it. It's gezel, it's stealing from them. And the Gemara says that Lot's shepherds, the tzaddikim as well, but they had some kind of information. And they told Avram's shepherds, well, we do know that Hashem promised Avram Avinu this land. And Avram Avinu doesn't have children yet. Maybe he'll never have. In the meantime, is considered his child. Actually, what the Gemara says is really considered his child. The Gemara says, when Avram came to Egypt, together with Lot and Sarah, was in the box. And they took Sarah out of the box. So the customs ask Avram, who is this lady? Avram says, my sister. And then they will give him a lot of money, or whatever, because they won't take Sarah for power. And the Gemara says, Lot stood by it and said nothing. Even though he wanted to say, it's my sister. As he really is, it really is his sister. But said nothing. Says the Gemara, at that moment, Hashem granted Lot to be Avram's son. By keeping your mouth shut, can you imagine? He's not his nephew, he's not his father anymore. He's his son. That's really the secret of it here. Lot's shepherds are not regular people. They know. So Avram Avinu was promised as it should be for him. And Lot is his son. And Avram has no son. Who doesn't even have a son? So if that's the case, the land belongs to us, to Lot. It's true, Avram is not dead yet. But from the idea that Hashem said his land belongs to Avram, even though there's people over there, and actually the Torah itself says some kind of statement. In one place, Torah says, Hashem said to Abraham, this land I gave already to your children. I gave it. One time, Torah says, I will give. One time, Torah says, I gave. So they have a point. They have a point. It's not just, thieves. You know, the Shulchan Aruch, they say, listen, that's the halacha. So the Gemara says, no, well, the people, the goyim are still there, but they can't. Again, this is the mistake, so-called in halacha. In halacha. We're not talking about robbers over here. Somebody comes to your backyard with a sheep. It says they have a whole theory. Talmid Chachamim. Well, it's a machloket, It's true, Avraham Avinu is Rishon LeZion. Lot is Sheni LeZion. He doesn't have to listen to everything Avraham says. It's halacha all the time, In the Gemara, for example, Hilchot Shabbat, Masechet Shabbat, you have machloket. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yehuda. What happens if you do something and you don't have the intention for this? So, are you obligated or not obligated? But what happens if you did something and it's in a gray area? So, whoever lived in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's town, it's an exemption, nothing. In Yavida town, they would stone him. I said, always machloket. Since Moshe Bok de Luchot, the machloket stone. So again, we're not talking about wicked people. We're talking about, the Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha. I know I'm not allowed to take it, but I have the right to do it. And my rabbi is Mr. Lot. I don't have to listen to Roshon and see another time. Because I have my own rabbi. This Halacha is it. You, in time of the Gemara, you could say like this. my rabbi is this rabbi and I follow this rabbi. But you can switch. 1 minute this rabbi, 1 minute rabbi. But you follow one rabbi. The rabbi said it's permitted, it's permitted. Even though the other rabbi may be greater and bigger than him, it means nothing. So the Torah says, Avram called up Lot and said, listen, I don't like this idea at all. And we're going to have a fight soon. Have a fight? Why have we a fight? I have no fight with you. I don't own your property. What do you mean I have a fight with you? I do what I want, and you know what you want. I didn't take those sheep on your property. It's not your business. Listen, I follow my rabbi. My rabbi said, listen, you can do this. I do this. I'm going to go, listen, you can have a fight. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. I'm not fighting with you. I have nothing to do with you. What do you want for my life? Listen, we got to separate. You go to the right, I'm going to... It's a Torah text. I'm going to the left. You're going to... So what is it all about? I don't understand what you're saying. Lot was very kind. He said, okay, I'm moving. He said, where are you moving? I said, I don't understand why you have to separate. But what separation is doing this? So he won't take the sheep on somebody else's property? He's still doing it. That's what he believes. So what separation is going to happen? What separation? You go to the other side. So what's going to happen? What does it make? If I next to you, I'm not next to you. And the Torah says, Lot moved around, moved away, and in a way caused him to go to Sodom. It's not such a good feeling. So they're going to destroy Sodom and Lot's going to be there. Sounds semi fault of Avraham Avinu. He told him, get away from me. Why he told me, get away? Lot's not going to get away. What's the problem? You told me this, I tell you this, okay. You have two rabbanim in the same town. And one said it's permitted, and the other said it's not permitted. So what? So what? If they separate, the guy has to move out of the city because he says something. Who has such a thing? What's the thing about it? Again, story in the Torah, again, as Israel says, excuse me, a story. It's a big mess. He says, what's it? So the problem is, the Torah, the Gemara calls the shepherds Rashaim. Rashaim? Because I think something, and this is halacha that I think, so maybe I'm mistaken the halacha. See, Avraham Avinu did not tell Lot, there's no information he told him. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, there's no information. There's one book that says, yeah, I don't know. I said, tell Lot, this is not the halacha. A lot will say, this is the halacha. He said, I'm your son. He granted to be a son of Avraham Avinu for nothing. So can you imagine, the guy's not just a low life. Well, the question is why he chose to go to Sodom. It's a good question. But at the end of the day, the guy is an honest person, is not a thief, and he has a right to do what he wants because he thinks, you know, that it belongs to him. So maybe it's a mistake. Okay, but you don't make him a right. You don't call him a Rasha, and you don't tell him, get away from here. Your nephew, it's your brother-in-law, took him along, you took him out of Haran. What do you mean, you abandoned him now? What do you mean? Yeah. Major, major question. To understand really what is the Torah wants from us. The Torah wants from us. The Gemara says, if I may say, one so-called very close to the level of Avraham Avinu was Eov. And the Gemara says, Eov was very, very holy. Holy, holy man. And the Gemara says, whoever did any business with Eov became rich. And the Gemara says, you know why, tell you why. People came to Eov, I don't know what his business was, I don't remember. And they gave him a coin. He says, okay. So Eov said, keep the change. It costs this and this amount. Give me a change. Keep the change. Don't give me this. Keep it. You have to give it back. I gave you a coin. No, give it. The Gemara says, this is halacha. Halacha is if somebody has a grocery store. Today, you don't. It's not so common. But it used to be a grocery store with a scale. And so what do you want? A pound. The halacha is you have to give a little bit more than a pound. That's halacha. Even though you have electronic, electronic scale. You have to give a little bit more. That's all. Come to Gemara, it says a statement like this. Amalek, of course, we know Amalek. The paragraph in the Torah writes Amalek. The paragraph before talks about accurate scale. The halacha is that you may not own a scale that's not accurate, even if you didn't use it. It's a sin, it's one of the 630 mitzvot. A sin. If somebody has in his house a scale, he doesn't use it, but it's not accurate. The Gemara says they used to come from Bedin and check scales of people, and people used to bring the scales to Bedin and says they have to be accurate. They used to have some weight put on the side to make sure the weight is clean and nothing got stuck to the weight. And he says, okay, so, good. I am very careful. So, you have a scale? I don't use that scale. It's a sin. You don't get lashes from it because you don't actually, you don't do an act. It's called a sin without an act. You don't get lashes. But on the file, the person gets a mark. Every second, they have a scale in the house. Get out of the house. Get out of the house. I don't use it. Doesn't matter. What's this halacha? What kind of halacha is this? It's not doing it right. The next paragraph, after this law about scale, the Torah says you make sure the scale is accurate, make sure the weight that you put on the scale is accurate. And it says, where about Amalek? Amalek came for one. Amalek came for one. Because I cheated the guy on the scale. I understand. I didn't steal. I said, I didn't, who knows what I did? Who knows what I did? Really, the paragraph of Amalek that you read before Purim is right after the scale business. So, you know, the Ramban, when he writes, everybody's name is in the Torah. Some people know where their name is in the Torah. Every generation, it goes closely to the end of the Torah. When Mashiach will come, it's all the generation will finish. Amen. So they ask Rami Bilna, where's your name in the Torah? Where's your name? They say, my name is in this paragraph, it talks about scales. It says, where is it? The Torah says, you should have Even Shlema. It means the stone, the weight that you put on one side of the scale and then you put the measurements on the other side, should be perfect. Should not have some things in it. Or less, more. So it says, Even Shlema, it says those two words, if you take it, Even, you write Aleph, Bet, Nun. So Aleph is Eliyahu. His name was Eliyahu. Ben is Ben, the son of Shlema, Shlomo. My name is Eliyahu Ben Shlomo. Yes, here I am. I'm accurate. Yeah. So why did he answer it? I says, HaShalom, he was very humble. He shouldn't answer. But he wanted a message for us. Chazonish writes in his book, the Torah that we have over here today went from Moshe Rabbeinu till today. And he said, how did the Torah really pass by? And he said, the first one is Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, he got the Torah from Hashem. The second person is Ezra. The second, Beit HaMikdash, was no Torah. You couldn't even find one kosher Torah. Because Yimach Shimam, Babel, Babylon, destroy all the Torah. Ezra had to write a new Torah. So he said, after Moshe Rabbeinu is Ezra. And after Ezra is Rabbi Donatzi, the one who wrote the Mishnayot. And after Rabbi Donatzi wrote the Mishnayot, is Ravash who wrote the Gemara. After Ravash is the Rambam. Nobody else. Rambam. After the Rambam, Gam Mivilna. This is Chazonish writes. It's big people, it's Tanaim, Amoraim, doesn't matter. But it's called Musri HaTorah, who delivers the Torah to us on the escalator down, we call. It's after the Rambam, it's Chazonish. It's the Gaon Mivilna. The Chazonish writes in his book. So where's Gaon Mivilna? It says, my name is, where we're talking about the scales. So actually the Gemara tells like this, that's how it starts. And Hashem wanted to create this world. Hashem, with his humbleness, decided to discuss it with the angels. And he called the angels and he said, should I create a mankind? And of course angels have some kind of feeling because they were injected with some special energy of Hashem. And they said, don't create mankind. So Hashem asked the first group, why don't? I said, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Tzedek ve'emet nifgashu. It means tzedek, righteousness. And truth is one unit. And angel said to Hashem, you know, tzedek, that person that you want to create, we know, the word tzedakah comes from the word tzedek. They manage. Emet has to be together with truth. Kulo sheker. Chafetz Chaim said, most of us lie, and all of us exaggerate. Chafetz Chaim, how do you know these things? There was no, people that know, don't count people in the world? No. The angel said it. Told Hashem, don't create this man. Says the Gemara, Hashem so-called burned them, whatever it means. Then Hashem asked the second group, what do you say? After they heard the first group, they won't say it again. So they said something else. It says the end of the pasuk, it says, Chesed v'shalom nifgashu. Kindness and peace met together. Again, they said, well, kindness, yeah. A man can do, will be kind. But shalom, peace, fighting with everybody. Never peace. Don't create. Says the Gemara, Hashem burned the second group. And then Hashem said, okay, you know what? I don't listen, I do it anyway. Says the Gemara, says the Dari, says, you should know now your task in this world. If Hashem discussed with those angels, and the angels said, better not create this person because of the negative thing that he might have, it means if a person wants to achieve and to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure, that the interior minister on Monday, when he was created, Matat, he said, I hope Hashem will have pleasure from his creator, whatever he created. I said, so what do you have to do in your life? That's what I have to do. But the angel said, it's a tzedek. So you have to be righteousness. I have to be very, very righteous. Be'emet. I have to be honest. And the second group said, Chesed, the shalom. Says I have to be kind, I have to have peace with everybody. Now, if I don't have peace with somebody, doesn't matter who it is, at that moment, so-called, I don't do what I should do, and really, Hashem should not have created me. The only reason I'm here is because Hashem gave me a visa. And that visa is because I need to comply with all those four conditions. If I don't do it, if I'm not tzedek, and I'm not righteous, and I'm not kind, and I'm not saying the truth, and I have fight with people, doesn't matter with who you have. You lost yourself. It means on one day, Hashem will either take the person, or the person will never be able to be in the place that Hashem wants him to be. So after that, we're going to read this Shabbat. Haftarah talks about Avraham Avinu. And the Haftarah in Yeshayahu describes Avraham Avinu as tzedek. Mi he'ir mimizrach tzedek. People think about, you see, Avraham Avinu, what about Avraham Avinu? You know, what about him? He does this and that. He does nothing. He's called tzedek. Mr. Righteousness. That's it. Mi he'ir mimizrach tzedek. And that's actually the Navi calls it, the Tehillim calls Avraham Avinu. After tzedek. We're talking about tzedakah. We're talking tzedek. So Tava Avinu is being described in Tzedek. That the Tara is going to read it. The story that in the six parasha was the First World War between four and five kings. And Avraham Avinu ran to save his brother in law. So the Gemara says, Navis, excuse me, how are you going to save him? You have no army, no ammunition, nothing. Gemara says, excuse me, Avraham Avinu picked up some sand and threw it, and it became ammunition. He picked up some straw, threw it, became ammunition. He won. He killed the people that killed the giants. It took hundreds of thousands of soldiers, he killed them. And then he saved Lot. And he says, what is the power of this man? What's the power of this man? Nabi says, Tzedek. Who? So-called Shine Shon. From the east, from Iraq. Tzedek, Avraham Avinu. It's called Tzedek. It's a very parallel. He's a higher, more than a little bit than Eov. The man says, this was the power of Avraham Avinu. He loved righteousness. The Gemara says, people used to come to Avinu to be a mediator. So one guy said to Avinu, the guy owes me money. The guy said, I don't know the man. Avinu used to take his own money. He gave it to the guy, said, okay, that's what he owes you? Here it is. Now let me hear what you say. So, if the guy owed the money, Avinu told the guy, you got the money already, I gave you. If the guy did not owe the money, Avinu said, give the money. Split the money. It's called righteousness. Righteousness being the Gemara says that you're not tough. You're very renewal with your money, with everything, your attitude. And then you can say, Ari said, okay, Abraham. Actually, the Gemara says, Magen Abraham, Baruch Hashem, Magen Abraham. You know, one time I didn't feel well. They asked me to learn Shabbat. On Shabbat. So I was in the emergency room. So next to me was a guy that he was not Orthodox yet, but he was very, very Jewish. And he belonged to a temple, a Reform temple. So Shabbat morning, so he opened up his telephone to hear how the davening over there in the Reform school. It was a major chazan, you should know. Major. I didn't close my ears, maybe I made a mistake. But it was such a pleasure, you have no idea. He could have been, maybe he is, the chazan of Fifth Avenue Shul. You know, I got healed right away. They sent me home after that. And I heard that he said the chazat hashas is, Baruch atah Hashem Melkeinu Melech, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Sarah, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Rivka. In the text, they read like this. Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Rachel and Leah. It says, Baruch atah Hashem, Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham, Magen Yitzchak, Magen Yaakov. It's in the text of the Siddurim of the Reform people. Are we saying only Magen Avraham? It means a question. You say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So you say, Baruch atah Hashem, Magen Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But I says, no. Magen Avraham only. Magen Avraham only. Actually, everything is Avraham, really. At the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu, because, you know, he was born from Yitzchak and Avraham, so he was so-called higher than them. But really, what do you know about? To come to Gemara, and the Gemara says, the world is because of Avraham Avinu. And says, the Gemara says, well, why are you saying it? The Gemara says like this, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Perkei Avot says like this, the 10th generation from Adam to Noah. And they didn't behave, and Hashem brought Noah. Then the Mishnah says, the 10th generation from Noah to Abraham. And then the Mishnah said, Abraham got all the benefits from the 10 generations. Can you imagine? Talking about millions of people. And some of them did the right things. Not everybody was bad. Even the bad people did some right things, good things. So all the good things, the Mishnah said, the Perkei Avot, belongs to Avraham Avinu. What do you know about him? Why? What did he do? They said, listen, he was, he's Rabbi Yosef Mizrahi. He went, he put people to the Shuva. That's all my rights. I said, no. It's on a small scale. Says the Gemara, the Torah tells us, after Hashem created this world, it says, those are the descendants of sky and earth, Behi Baram. Gemara says, what's the word Behi Bara means? Gemara says, this is Avraham. Gemara says, the world was created because of Avraham. That's it. Finish. Adam Rishon, good. Generations, Metushelach, nothing. Avraham is the pillar of this world. What do you know about him? Hakhnasat Orchim? No. Hakhnasat Orchim is just a result of Avraham Avinu. He is Mr. Tzedek, his righteousness. And that's again, the Torah says that if you are not there, Amalek comes. Why? Because the angels told Hashem this. Angels told Hashem, listen, don't create this man. He is not Tzedek. He is going to be Tzedek, but he's not Tzedek. But he cannot be 100% Tzedek because he's not Emet. He's not Emet. You can't Emet. If you're not Emet, you can't be Tzedek. I mean, it was Emet and Tzedek. No, you got the visa. You're here because you missed the Tzedek. So you have to be also true. Was that okay? So who was the first one with this? Avraham Avinu. That's the one. And as the Gemara says, this is the whole power of Avraham Avinu. He does that. He wants to do righteousness. Righteousness doesn't mean that I'm doing right. It's I love to go over. What's important about it? What's important about it? So the Gemara says the three, let's say three parts in the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. Part one, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Part two, Yerushalayim was destroyed. Part three, all Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. Gemara says, okay, let's take it apart. Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, why? Gemara says, because people did not learn the Torah, did not say Baruch on the Torah. What Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we call it Sinat Chinam, Lashon Hara. Yerushalayim, what's Yerushalayim? You know what? Gemara, in the text. Yerushalayim was destroyed because the judges were too strict. What says, excuse me? This is the court. This is the law. It's a book. It's a book. The book says, punish this guy. So I did. What says, no. You're not allowed to be so strict. It doesn't matter. Maybe you're right, 100%. You're right. But you're not allowed to be. Because it's not called tzedek. Tzedek means that you're righteous, that you give the person benefit of the doubt, and also if there's no doubt, you're generous. You tell him, keep the change. Give him the money. It doesn't matter. Because this Hashem is all about. The Gemara says Hashem does it. When Hashem just asks, Hashem does it. But if you don't do it, Hashem will not do it. Hari says you can say all day long, you're not Chanun. You won't fight. You don't give up. You have the pride. You did this. Why you want me to help you? One day something happened to the person. So what happened to you? Nothing. You just lost your visa because you're not righteousness. I do according to the book. The Gemara says Yerushalayim was destroyed because people were so strict over there, according to the law. The Gemara says, according to the law, it's good. Baruch Hashem. He says, no, not Baruch Hashem. You can be tough. You're not allowed to be tough. You have to be on the soft side. You can't be tough. You can't be. It's called tzedek, the Gemara says it. And that's what really is the secret. The machloket between Avraham and Lot, that's the machloket. That Lot, according to his book, Shulchan Aruch, is right. He thinks he's right. He thinks, you know, he's a son of Avraham Avinu. You know, he got this title to be the son of Avraham Avinu. Who can be son of Avraham Avinu without being born to Avraham? And he's right with this calculation. Well, he's a little wrong because, but listen, he's not a Rasha. He's not a Rasha. Ma said, well, you Rasha, I'm going to get out of here. I don't want to be next to you. So what did they do? Well, you tell your shepherds to take the person. So what? It's according to the halacha, that's what I think. Or you think I don't? Okay. It's a different opinion. You're a rabbi. You're a bigger rabbi than me. You're right. But you know, I have my own thought as a rabbi. And I look at Shulchan Aruch and I figure out this for myself. I misunderstand. This is called tzedek. You don't do those things. You don't do. You're right, but you don't take your animal's put in somebody else. Even though they think you're going to get it, it's yours. You don't do this thing. There's plenty of fields, forests. Take your animals over there. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the shepherd of Yitro. Torah says, you know what happened? He used to take the sheep far away. He says, what information? permission is, look what he's going to see in a second. As one of the sheep is going to run away, Moshe is going to run after him, and Moshe is going to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. Hashem, what happened? Moshe is going to see the bush burning. He says, how did he get in? Because they took the sheep far away. I said, what, why you took it far away? What's about it? It's called tzedek. You were created for this. That even though you allow, maybe one sheep is going to go on somebody else's yard. Okay, it's not the end of the world. But it's end of the world because Hashem created you to be tzedek righteousness. You're not doing it. You're not doing the right thing. And that's what Yitro. I'm sorry. Lord, get away. Get out of here. I can't be next to you. And I said, what's going to help? The Torah tells a secret. Avram told Mo, Lord, I want to explain to you something. You and me look alike, like twins. Anashim achim anachnu. We are twins. So what are we twins? Why are you twins? And if you're not twins, you're allowed to do what you want? I said, you don't understand. Let me explain to you something. People tell, scientists tell, well, it's not scientists, it's obviously. Identical twins exactly have the same neshama. And if one lives on one side of the world, and the other lives on the other side of the world, and one on the side of the world, he cries, his brother, the twin, will start really crying, will feel very, very depressed. And ask him, what happened? I don't know. Something. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is. Depression. For no reason. They take him to a doctor, they're going to give him medicine. It's not his fault, Because he's half of the neshama of his brother, identical twin. This was proved. It's not an illusion. The other way around is the same. If your brother on the other side of the world is laughing and he's having a good time, you feel something in your heart, very happy now. What happened? I don't know. I feel very happy now. I don't know what it is. The Gemara says that Avram told the Lord, listen. You don't understand the point here. I cannot be next to you. I tell you why. Because if you do these things as an impact on my neshama, because we are looking like exactly the same. We are the same. In Kabbalah, it's exactly the same. It's just, you know, like a glove to hand it a lot in Avraham Avinu. And the text reads it. The text said, Avraham told God, listen, we are brothers. So the Gemara says, what brothers? What's brothers to do with it? Tell him he's doing the wrong thing. He said, no, I don't understand. The Gemara says, I look exactly like you. And that's the secret that he became Avraham's son. Doesn't mean he was always like this. Like a few weeks, we learn that Hashem made the face of Yitzchak look like Avraham Avinu. Now you have another guy. He looks exactly like Avraham Avinu. Actually, they say that the four kings who won the war, they took Lot and put him in a cage. And they said, see, Avraham is in the cage. It was one of the purposes of the war to catch Avraham, because one of the people over there was Nimrod, and Nimrod, he has as something against Avraham Avinu because he embarrassed him. He was in the fire. Chamim said. So now, Avraham calls it Lot. He said, listen, Mr. Lot, listen. Don't get it. My name is Mr. Tzedek. You're not Tzedek. Now, if you behave like this, here next to me, and we have the same neshama, you have an impact on me. We pray every morning to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, I want to stay away from a bad neighbor. What's the problem? But the problem is, make a fence. No. Eventually, the influence, indirect influence on you. If you're a twin, if you look like him, it's direct influence. Direct. That's what Torah wants to tell you. It's true. Maybe it's true. It's the halacha. Doesn't matter the halacha. It's nothing. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. That means that's something to you. You may not have a fight with nobody in the world. And you must be tzedek. Tzedek doesn't mean I'm right. No. Tzedek means the opposite. I'm right, but I'm not right. I'm not going to do it. Actually, the Gemara says the people in Betar with Bar Kokhba, the reason why it's so-called they got killed because they made a party when Yerushalayim was destroyed. So it's a very, very strange thing. Very strange thing. They say Jewish people, they even see the Betar, they saw Yerushalayim, they killed the people, and they said, good for them, they deserve it. The Gemara said, because they deserve it, they're going to get killed. But what was the idea behind it? Behind the head, what they think, what they think. It's good your brothers are getting killed, so what do you want? No, you didn't understand. You brought Yerushalayim to this situation. You caused the destruction of Yerushalayim because of your behavior. Not the sins, forget about the sins. Because you're not tzedek, you're not tzedek. That's the angel told the Kadosh Baruch. That's the message. As well, says it's not a story what happened. It's a guide for a person. A guide for a person. You say Magen Avraham. The Gemara says, it's Magen Avraham. It's Magen Avraham. You don't say Magen Avraham. It's like in Yaakov. It's not Magen Avraham because Mr. Avraham is tzedek, after tzedek. He didn't say after tzedek, but he's not Risha. Hakim Shachar Elokim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves you because you love tzedek. No, who doesn't have tzedek? You don't know what tzedek is. It's Melech Zdakah Mishpat. Hashem loves tzedakah. Because tzedakah is tzedek. When you give a tzedakah, it means you give something that you really want to have it for you, and you overcome, you desire for this part of money. I love to do it. This is part of tzedek. Tzedakah is part of tzedek. It's because tzedakah is in the moment. You know, tzedakah save you from death. You know why? Not because you get tzedakah. Because you fulfill your obligation. Because you have a right to be here only if you do tzedek. And tzedek means that you do something that you don't have to do, even if you're right. And it's called tzedakah tzimavet, because that Hashem said, okay, I created you for this, for tzedek. And if you don't give tzedakah, you die. Or you don't die because you don't do obligation. It's not because you don't give tzedakah. Because you're not tzedek, you're not righteous. It's Chachamim said, it's the whole job that we have. It's called Sefer Bereshit, it's called Sefer Yashar. It says to put us on the map, on the straight map. It says it's not just to fulfill, just to go on the path. And it's the path. He said, Magen Avraham, said the Gemara says. I said, well, say Magen Avraham, don't say Magen Yitzchak. Say Magen Yaakov, say Gemara, no, only Magen Avraham. The Gemara says, Bechachot mean, I said, Hashem said to Avraham, Yeh Bracha, they're going to say Magen Avraham only. Everybody should know the obligation to be tzedek. Amen.